witness to Georgia State Patrol Specialized Collision Reconstruction Team tape recorded witness statement of Mr. Gerald Harrison. Date of birth 1965. Georgia driver's license is 051-844-037. Social Security number is telephone number is 912-531-5037. Work phone number is 478-494-2185. Today's date is 4/28 of 2016. The time is 11:46 a.m. We're located in Summertown, Georgia on State Route 56. My name is Chuck Hardy of the Georgia State Patrol. This statement that we are prepared to take is to be recorded. For the purpose of voice identification, I will ask that all others present identify themselves at this time and state your affiliation. Your name?
Yes, I am Jerry Harris.
And you were traveling on 297, that 292 on the 11th of April, early in the morning?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay. All right, Mr. Harrison, do you understand the statement's being recorded?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you state your full name and spell it for me?
Gerald Harrison. G-E-R-A-L-D. H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Okay. You give me your full address, please.
6586 Kennedy Bridge Road, Register, Georgia, 30452.
That's Register?
Yes.
Your telephone number, please.
912-531-5037.
Employer's name and telephone number.
Russ Yeomans. Mm-hmm. Yeomans Wood and Timber, 478. Mm-hmm. I gotta go back in front. 478-494-2185.
2185, okay. Date of birth and age?
50 years old, 65.
Social Security number, please. Driver's license number and state.
01518-44037, Georgia.
What is the highest level of education completed?
11.
We're talking about the morning of April the 11th, 2016, approximately 7:40 to 7:45 in the morning. On that date, it was after the weekend. Can you tell me what you were doing that morning or where you were coming from?
Yes, sir. I was coming from Mark and Mike Collins' shop on 121 right outside of Cobtown with a load of poles that I had loaded up prior to that Friday. And they was closed. The reason I couldn't make it to the middle of that Friday. So I was taking them that Monday morning, and they don't usually open until 7 o'clock. I think I left about 7, 10 or 7, something like that. Cobtown, headed to Bali.
When you left Cobtown, tell me your route that you took going to the mill.
Yes, sir. I got on 121, the shop's on 121. Mm-hmm. I made a left on 121, went to the crossing right there, the Cobtown, made a right on 152. Went into Lyons, and that's where 292 and 152 come together.
Yes, sir.
And went on through the light across number one, and I guess, you know, that's when I went on past Chatters, but mm-hmm. got the Vidalia to the first red light there and made that right at 297, and about a mile out of time that we crossed the railroad track where the old Handy Shandy or whatever that mm-hmm. lumber place was there, made that right there and go down to Cox pole yard. Right?
So you did go to Cox Industries that morning?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you remember about what time you got there?
I think like it was right at 8 o'clock or 5, 10 minutes till. Mm-hmm. It was right around 8.
That's a normal for y'all to maybe not get to make a load on Friday and it be already loaded and ready to go on Monday.
Yes, sir.
That's something normal?
Yes.
All right. Going to that particular wood mill, is that a regular route for you?
Yes.
When that happens, you have to take 292
yes,
to the
yes.
city?
That's the only way I could go, besides, you know, going toward the interstate or even going in the college and get on 292. Yeah.
So the traffic's always pretty bad in the mornings there.
Yes, it's pretty thick, yes.
You remember anything special about the traffic that morning?
No, sir. I mean, it was like it used to be. I mean, there's a lot of traffic, especially right through there by tobacco warehouse right there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cars be turning in there. I don't know what, once you pass Chattel, I don't know what's back up in there, but
yeah,
a lot of traffic going in there. But other than that, I don't remember anything.
Remember anything particular that morning? Maybe somebody walking on a bicycle or anything that you've seen between, say, the Lyons city limits, the Lyons Vidalia city limits past the Parker store there on 292 and getting to the mill?
No, sir. I would have remembered because I had to get over in order to miss them, but no, I don't remember anybody walking or riding a bike.
But there was other traffic coming from
eastbound.
You were going westbound
That's
toward 297.
Yes.
And there was plenty of traffic coming eastbound.
Right.
You probably couldn't even see, but do you remember anything behind you, any vehicles behind you once you got on 292 off of, or come through the red light at 1 and 292, do you remember any vehicles behind you, anything you noticed?
Other than the being, you know, cars and trucks, I mean, yeah, I remember vehicles being mine, but as far as what color, I don't remember nothing
just
like
remember
that.
Seeing lots of several vehicles.
Yes.
After you passed, say where they were, Paul Thigpen's Chevrolet, you've seen where he's going, he's got his signs up out there in that big open field on 292.
Right.
Field that sits between 292 and US 30 or 280,
right,
or Georgia 30. After you passed through that particular intersection, did you maybe look in your mirror, see cars stopping, or notice anything?
No, sir. No.
Okay. You just went on to the mill.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I went on to the mill. I said no. I don't think I even came back that way I know I didn't because we're cutting in Wrightsville. Mm-hmm. When I came out of the mill, I got on 297 and went back towards.
So you come out of the mill and took a ride and just went 297 out of town.
That's right. Yeah, I went 297 back and got on 86, I think, and went over to Blackville and went up to Adrian back to Wrightsville.
Okay. Has anybody else approached you about an interview, anything about that particular day?
No, sir. The first time I heard
about
it.
Nobody at all?
No, sir.
Okay. And that truck that you were in, that's your normal truck and that you normally drive?
Yes, sir.
About the trailers that are y'all dropping hook?
No, I usually pull a low boy most all the time, but yeah, that's the only trailer I pull. Don't nobody else pull it. Yeah, it's 04 and my truck is 06.
What year model's the trailer? You remember right off? The number 04?
No, it's 2015. A brand new trailer.
15, brand new?
It's a year old and the truck's 08.
Okay. No defects or nothing?
No.
All everything's working?
Yes.
Have you been back through there any since the 11th?
I think I've been back through there one time. I think I went back. Week before last, I think. Might have been last week. I think week before last, I think I went. About the end of the week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, we got three crews, and I always move. I'm steady moving the crews and the bulldozers, and I only pull about two or three loads of logs a week.
Mm-hmm. So you run the below boy most of the
yes,
time,
sir.
Moving equipment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You think of anything that I may not have asked you at any point that you remember from that morning?
No, sir. God, like I said, as bright as it be at 7:45 in the morning, I mean, I think I remember seeing somebody if they was in the middle of the road and me having to get over the miss.
Yes, sir. Get you to do is write your name in here and just read that statement for me so it's on here, and then I'll get you to sign it and I'll tell you what time it is, and then I'll do my signing at the bottom there for you.
Isaiah Harrison, declare the facts stated on this tape are true and correct to the best of my knowledge. My statement has been made freely, voluntarily, and without threats or promises of any kind.
Okay. Just sign it there for me, and I'll give you the time when you get through signing it. All right. time is 11:56 a.m. The time is now 11:56 a.m. and this concludes this statement on case number SCRTF 011-16.